The two changes, some enforced, some selection. Talk us through them.
Yeah, obviously the big one, the enforced ones, Tim Krul being absent, and obviously we're going to miss him for a considerable amount of time. So Rob Elliott comes into goal for Tim, and we're confident Rob can go and do the job, so there's no issues there. And then changing midfield with Vernon Anita going onto the subs bench and Chaik Tioti coming into midfield. Just in the hope that he's going to add a bit of steel to us. He's got a real desire to win, a real winning personality about him, and we're hoping that he can bring that to the team.
And Paul Dummett at left back, which I'd imagine now you're finally putting a square peg in a square hole, you'd be pretty relieved at.
Yeah, we are. I mean, we were reasonably pleased with Sadio Adara early on in the season, then we lost him through injury. Kevin Mbabu came in and looked very, very promising, particularly in his first game at Chelsea. Started well at City and then unfortunately got not a serious hamstring strain, but enough to keep him out of the game today. And we're delighted that we've got Dummy back into it. We've also got Sadio back onto the bench, just in case Dummy starts to struggle with his fitness as the game goes on. But We're getting close to a team that we really think is capable of going on a run of results, and we've threatened it in two games recently, but only for 45 or 50 minutes, which is not good enough, not acceptable, and we know that we need to try and stretch that out to a 90-95 minute performance, and hopefully today, after the work that we've done over the international break, hopefully today we'll see some really positive signs of what's to come from us.
And Jack Colback, who missed Manchester City with his back problem, but back, but also on a knife edge, isn't he? I mean, as an ex-Sunderland player as well, I presume just has to put that out of his mind, the yellow card.
There's no point even thinking about that. The way that cards are dished out, you have to accept that players are going to pick up yellow cards quite easily, and the last thing we want to do is get Jack Colback to change his game today. We have to have 100% commitment from every single one of our players today. And unfortunately, if that means that he does something that picks up a yellow card because of a tackle, then we have to deal with that. The last thing we want is cheap yellow cards for any single player. And early on in the season, I think it's fair to say we picked up some cheap ones. We've tried to address that. We've talked about cutting out the needless free kicks. And being a bit more disciplined about it, and hopefully that'll be the case today. And if Jack does pick up a card, it's because he's made a crunching tackle that the referee doesn't feel it was right, and not for any little petty things.
I know the 2 week break can work for you, it can work against you, can't it, in terms of momentum, but then again for you in terms of getting injured players back. But I bet you wish or hope you could just pick up where you left off 40-odd minutes into the game at Man City.
Oh, without a doubt. That's the big thing that we've got to do. We've got to take the positives that we had from that first 40-odd minutes and from most of the Chelsea game. We've got to build on that. We've shown the players the good things and how they can cause problems if they stick to the game plan. And that's what we're looking to do today. We want to start this game positively. We know it's a game that people expect us and hope us to get a result in. But that counts for nothing if you don't go and apply yourselves. And we have to apply ourselves from the first whistle. We have to make sure we're right. The training in the first week of the international break was excellent. And then the work that we've done leading into this game now, once we've got all the internationals back, has been excellent as well. So we're hoping, the fingers are crossed, we're determined to go and start our season today. And we have to do it quickly. And what a great place to do it, in front of our own supporters.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.